This weekend brought the first of really fall temperatures. But before the real harsh weather hits us, Joe Neal takes us outdoors.
Have you ever heard this spaceship out in the shady shrubs of your yard? No need to panic. It's just a bird, and harmless unless you're a small insect or a mulberry. This is not a flying saucer hovering over western Arkansas. Little green people are not taking over Earth. This is Swainson's thrush, not a Martian, but rather a modest olive-backed bird, cousin to our familiar robin. It has a passport good anywhere in the Americas. Swainson's thrush transits through Arkansas in spring, headed north from its winter range in central and northern South America. I hear them from mid-April, sometimes to the first days of June. Thereafter, their songs fill forests well north in the Rocky Mountains and all across Canada and Alaska. In the following recording, Swainson's thrush shares the soundstage with a song sparrow. During spring migration, I was over at the Buffalo River with a birding group from Hot Springs Village. We had something of a slow, hot, sunny day until we found cool shade in a pioneer cemetery. There, perched on a rail fence, was Swainson's thrush. It kept a cool, dark eye on us, then flew. In a few minutes, we spotted it in a mulberry tree full of ripening fruit. The bird eyed the fruit carefully and then made quick, short flight, plucking off a berry. In the following recording, Swainson's thrush and an alarmed squirrel share the soundstage. Compared to the northward migration of spring, the fall migration is entirely different. We see very few birds and rarely hear any. During this southward migration, most Swainson's thrushes fly well east of Arkansas. In short, no spaceships in the yard in fall. It will be spring 2013 before spaceship songs again fill us with terror. There will be no need to call Homeland Security now that we know this song.
Joe Neal is the co-author of Arkansas Birds, published by the University of Arkansas Press. His latest book is In the Province of Birds, a Western Arkansas memoir.
This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Katie Hendrickson, the host of tonight and every night's Sunday night's edition of Sunday Symphonies, and of note, every Monday through Friday at 11 on KUF. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
All right.
Good. Winter, no, fall has made it here.
Fall.
It's kind of feeling like winter, though.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So do you have some winter-esque symphonies or?
Oh, I...
Sure. Say yes.
That's not what I was thinking of. I have three symphonies for this program. We have Shostakovich's Symphony No. 8 in C minor, Opus 65, and then we have Mozart's Symphony in D major, the Posthorn Symphony, and then we also have Haydn's 99th Symphony. So three titans of symphonies right there.
I just like to say Shostakovich.
It's a fun name to say.
Well, you said Posthorn.
Yes.
And Posthorn is kind of an announcement. Right? Where does...
So this is where the Posthorn Symphony comes from. Mozart wrote a serenade called the Posthorn Serenade, and it was actually commissioned for Salzburg University to perform. They did this thing called Finalmusik, so it's music during finals. So if anyone's familiar with that Posthorn Serenade, you'll recognize a lot of the themes in the symphony. You could say it's a remix in a way, but it's an expansion, and Mozart did definitely, it came out of that serenade that he'd done the year before that.
I couldn't help but notice that the Haydn is going to be performed by the Cleveland Orchestra, one of the country's most renowned orchestras.
Yes, so it's the Cleveland Orchestra under George Sell, and he was with the Cleveland Orchestra until his death, which was I think in 1970, and it's from a recording that also has Haydn's Symphony Number 97 and 98 in it, and so it's like it's from 1957. It's a classic recording.
Wow, tonight at 7.
Yes, and the Shostakovich.
Oh, please.
Probably, we didn't talk about that at all, but there's a quote saying, I'm trying to figure out who said this, but I wrote down that no work of Shostakovich is grimmer, more tragic, or more violent.
Violent.
So it's a brooding, dark, epic symphony for sure.
So given that, do you know whether you'll play that first, second, or third tonight?
I'm putting that in the middle. Okay. Haydn's going to start off the night, and Mozart will end it. Shostakovich is right in the middle.
All-star lineup.
All right. Tonight at 7.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, guys.